Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. And we begin with a Dr. Doolittle moment off the coast of Alaska. According to Earth.com, scientists have engaged in the first ever honest-to-goodness conversation with a humpback whale. Using a recorded humpback greeting call played into the sea through an underwater speaker, the researchers watched as a whale named Twain approached, circled their boat, and for 20 minutes talked back to the team by duplicating the pattern of sounds played by the scientists. The team from the SETI Institute, UC Davis, and the Whale Foundation have been studying the complex songs that humpbacks sing, hoping that decoding their language will not only help us better understand whales, but someday help us understand space signals sent by other non-human life forms like extraterrestrials. NASA now confirms a mystery object that crashed through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month was a hunk of junk from the International Space Station. It was small, 4 inches tall, 1.5 inches wide, and weighed just 1.5 pounds, but the speed with which it came down was enough to punch a hole in Alejandro Otero's roof, rip through a ceiling, and make a mess of his floor. "I was completely in disbelief," Mr. Otero told Wink TV. "What are the chances of something landing on my house with such force to cause so much damage? I'm grateful nobody was hurt." NASA says the unexpected visitor was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet. Crews jettisoned the pallet from the lab in 2021, expecting it to burn up on entry into Earth's atmosphere, but one piece of it clearly didn't. There's no sign of a slowdown in Caitlin mania. Within 1 hour of getting drafted first by the Indiana Fever Monday night, Clark's new WNBA jersey on the Fanatics website sold out in nearly every size. Caitlin going first wasn't a surprise, but she was still taken aback by the moment, calling it something she's dreamed of since the second grade. Stanford's Cameron Brink, LSU's Angel Reese, and South Carolina's Kamala Cardoso were also drafted in the top 10. The season tips off May 14th. It's a survivor, and scientists now want to clone its toughness. Big Tree is a 400-year-old giant southern live oak near Disney World in Florida that's been struck by lightning at least 3 times and weathered multiple hurricanes. It's also outlived its fellow oaks by more than 100 years, according to USA Today. So impressed are arborists that they're currently trying to use the DNA from Big Tree to create hundreds more like it and plant them all over the Southeast. Their resilience will help the trees stand the test of time while they also fight climate change by pulling significant amounts of heat-trapping carbon dioxide out of the air. The group behind Multiplying Big Tree has already cloned 130 species that now line streets in Seattle, Washington, Eugene, Oregon, and San Francisco, California. In other Kid News notes, it's like a Hall of Fame for audio. Every year, the Library of Congress recognizes 25 historically important recordings and adds them to the National Registry. The list is always diverse, and this year is no different, with inductees like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, ABBA's Arrival, a song by the 369th U.S. Infantry Band, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, and works by artists Notorious B.I.G., Green Day, and The Chicks. All are considered by the library to represent pivotal times in American music. The total number of recordings in the registry now stands at 650. Still to come, Chiefs Travis Kelce announces his next play. But first, we want to wish newly minted 10-year-old Mason Galliot of Manhattan good luck on today's CTP assessment test. You've got this, Mason. Now, today's Kid News quiz. Researchers believe they've had a first-ever conversation with what animal? A humpback whale. A mystery object that crashed through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida, came from where? The International Space Station, according to NASA. How long did it take for Caitlin Clark's new Fever jersey to sell out in almost all sizes online? An hour, says Fanatics. What kind of tree are scientists trying to clone because of its toughness? A giant southern live oak, known as Big Tree, in Orlando, Florida. In today's Kid News Kicker, he's got three Super Bowl wins, a podcast, a famous girlfriend, and now a TV game show. Amazon Prime confirmed yesterday that Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce will host a streaming spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Contestants will be quizzed with grade school level questions from a wide range of subjects and can ask for help from a classroom of celebrities. The final question, worth $100,000, will be at the sixth grade level. No word yet on when the show will premiere. Before we go, we want to salute our Kid News teachers, including Miss Ambergee and her Panthers at Five Points in Springboro, Ohio, Mrs. Ewing and her Stallions at Sanley in Sanford, North Carolina, and Miss Emily and her Otters at Spring Hill in Anchorage, Alaska. Thanks for listening. Please support everyone's favorite news podcast for kids with a tax-deductible donation. You can find a link on our website at kidnews.org. Have a great day. We'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.